Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today, we're happy to be joined by Dr. Jay Morgan, Morehead State's new president. Dr. Morgan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, and great to be here with you.
Well, I guess all the anticipation is over. You were named to the job back at the end of March, early April or so, and you've had to wait. I guess it's almost like waiting for Christmas and unwrapping that first present, here you are.
I felt, Chuck, like a pledge for a couple of months here in between March and June, but it's a pleasure to be here and spent the weekend here with the Governor Scholars Group as well as Family Weekend for Governor Scholar, and met a lot of wonderful people, not only on campus but around town.
You've been here, though, for a little while. I saw the pictures on Facebook. You've actually moved into the Morehead area.
My family and I did move into the Morehead area. We're staying temporarily in a little place rented just outside of town while we do just a touch of work on the on-campus house. But, yes, we did move officially about two and a half weeks ago, and I tried to do it a little undercover, but it didn't work very well.
No, I saw the pictures of the moving vans and things like that. So it wasn't a real well-kept secret.
We did move a couple of weeks ago. I think we've only stayed here maybe 4 or 5 nights. We've been back and forth, and I've been finishing up my former job over in Frankfort, and my wife's been doing a little family stuff too, so.
Well, you look forward, though, to the day when you do actually get to move in on campus in the president's house?
We do look forward to it. We were joking the other evening, my wife and I were. We've got so much in boxes, we were looking for our silverware, and we finally gave up and just went down to Kroger and bought some plastic forks and spoons. So we're doing very well now, and glad to be here, even with a couple of boxes still packed.
Well, you can tell the guys down at the physical plant if they need some help in terms of tearing out the plaster. I'm really good at wrecking stuff. I can't put it back together, but I can wreck stuff pretty well. So are you excited? Obviously you are. I mean, getting started, I imagine you look at all the challenges and you just almost kind of trying to pick which one to tackle first.
We are very excited, and I've had the opportunity over the past couple of years, both in my time in West Kentucky, looking this way and working with folks at Morehead State, as well as my couple years in Frankfort, and in viewing Morehead State, wonderful community, wonderful campus, wonderful region. We look forward to getting around and meeting not only the folks here in Morehead and Rowan County, but also out in the region. One of the first things that I've got on the dance card, if you will, over the next week or two is I'm going to go around and personally see all the superintendents of schools here in the region to try to continue with those good relationships. And Chuck, we're going to make recruitment a high priority for Morehead. And I know it's been a high priority in the past, but that specifically will be a call out that you'll probably see flowing over the next little bit.
You and I had a chance to talk when you were named the finalist for this job at Morehead State, and we chatted a bit about the fact that you like the fact that Morehead is a small town because you're a small town guy.
Both my wife and I are small town folks. As you probably are aware, I grew up just south of Murray, Kentucky, went to school at Murray and Murray State University, and my wife is from just outside Paducah, Kentucky, a little town called Calvert City, right there on the river. So we do enjoy the small town feel. That's what we're used to. In our time in Frankfort, still continue to have a little bit of that small town feel, and very much feel at home here in Morehead. It's the size that we're used to, and I've noticed even in my short time staying here that the folks in East Kentucky are just like the folks in West Kentucky, good people.
You must be a people person because I think to work in a small town, you really have to be.
Well, you do. You know, any time you look at a small regional or mid-sized regional university like Morehead State, Murray State University, and we could name a couple of others, there really is a town and gown feel. And that town and gown relationship is very crucial. I enjoy, and my background probably shows, I enjoy working on campus as well as off campus, and I think both are integral. Universities like Morehead and others really do make up a large composite of the community. They're driving forces not only for education, but for also for economic development, for cultural life in the community, and anything we can do in partnership with not only the immediate community, but with a region is so important.
I guess it's so important to be accessible to not just your people on campus, but also those, say, with county government, city government, and just people who live around town.
It is. I try to circulate equally around both. I think, any president's charge is really to be a focal and point person off campus. And I really encourage also the staff that we have here, faculty and staff both, as well as students, to have that community involvement. This university belongs to Eastern Kentucky, and the folks who are going to school here and folks who are working here need to be a part of that and part of the fabric. And one of the things that I have noticed in the past is that interrelationship between faculty, staff, and students being part, of course, campus is their day job, and working in higher education, but also taking part in Little League baseball and community and the arts and other things within the community. That's so very crucial.
Have you had a chance to sit down yet with Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins and also Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent?
I'm starting the Goodwill Tour, if you want to call it that. Over the next couple of weeks, a week or two, I think I'm not going to miss a breakfast or a lunch because I'm having one with some type of community or local leader over that duration. I'm sitting down with several of them here in the next couple of days, and that theme and role will roll with the Rowan County Morehead community for a first week or two, and then I'll be branching out to the broader region, if you will, over the next couple of 30 days or so. And then we'll drop back about the time school starts, around August 20, take or give, and then we'll start concentrating some on campus for a while, spending some time with students, folks here who are streaming back into campus, and then we'll start some development events later on in the fall with getting over to Lexington, Louisville, Ashland, down in Pikeville, and some other things with some alumni groups. So,
as you tour around and meet with various officials, how much of this will be, say, a listening tour?
Well, I think a lot of it will be a listening tour at the beginning. Obviously, there are some things that we need to focus on, and I'll be calling out front and center, not only with the folks here on campus, but also with ones in the local community and further out. But listening a lot, I committed to listen for a while, even though we can't sit still. And as you know, things in higher education have changed over the past 6 to 12 months with a new performance funding formula for the state. So we're going to have to look at that funding formula as it relates to the campus and university here. And it's not a reengineering, but there will need to be some gentle tweaks along so we can align ourselves with some things that are present there. So in addition to the listening, we're going to start doing some things that I see fairly quickly that will maybe present us in a better light as far as that funding is concerned.
That's a good point that you lead me into, in the sense that you worked for the Council on Post-Secondary Education before you came to Morehead State, and it was the council that drew up the blueprint for this funding formula. And since you were there during that time, how much does that help you moving forward?
Well, I am knowledgeable about the new funding formula that takes place, I guess starts July 1 over the weekend and will roll forward. The funding formula is a very much a change from what our state is used to. As you know, we used to have base level funding of the low $40 million range or so. And that funding will now be predicated off of a formula. And as a part of the past 12 to 18 months, there was a fairly large group that worked on that formula. A number of legislators, a number of other constituent groups had a swing at it. But there was a core staff at the council that really drove that. And I was fortunate enough to be on the inside of that process. And while I don't like every single part of the funding formula, I do understand it. And I think that will be something that we're going to have to work through. And I think my knowledge of that will help us work through that.
I was about to say, can you make it work here at Morehead State? But obviously you have to.
Well, we're going to have to. I don't think we have a choice. I know we don't have a choice. There are certain aspects and metrics related to the formula that I think will be a challenge for us here at Morehead State. But yet on the flip side, trying to look at this as glass half full, I think there are some parts of the funding formula that will benefit us here at Morehead State. Now, I'll give you one example of where I think will benefit us. Morehead State is a campus university of about roughly 10,000 plus students. We're a little bit more agile and nimble, being on the lower side of enrollment than some of the others. So our ability to turn the corner, so to say, might be a little bit easier than a university of 20 or 25,000 students. So even though we're on the smaller side of the scale, I think we can move quickly toward greater percentages, and those percentages are very important in the formula. We can't compete on volume with the larger universities, so we're going to compete on value, and we're going to compete on percentages. And I think we can drive certain aspects of the formula there to our benefit, knowing there are some areas that we cannot win in.
You bring up kind of an interesting point, the way you phrased all that. I was thinking to myself, a lot of people have honestly complained about this new performance-based funding formula. But you've almost taken it and say, well, we can look at it like a glass that's half empty or a glass that's half full.
We can. There are several different lenses that we could look at the formula through. A lot of people throughout the state who are the court of public opinion want universities to perform. They're not down deep with the intricacies of how they do, but they want to see greater performance. So the performance funding formula was really driven by the state vis-a-vis everyone wanting more performance related to institutions. So as we look at that, I really do look at it as glass half full. We have no other choice at this point. The formula is in place. It's going to stay in place for a set number of years. And related to that, we're going to have to pick through it, determine the places where we can place our emphasis for value, places we can win, and there will clearly be some areas where we may not play as well as others. So we'll be working with a leadership team, with campus constituency. I'm hopeful, Chuck, over the next couple of weeks to a few months, as people begin to stream back into campus at the beginning of the fall semester, because of some of my knowledge of the formula, I have it on my planning list to meet with as many groups, both on campus and off campus, as I can, simply to educate them on here's what we have, here's some call outs that we'll be looking at where we think we can maximize that performance, and then through some strategic planning processes that I hope to unroll over the next, 8 to 10 months or so, begin to see how we can place things in play to meet some of those.
Well, as you attack the challenges that result from performance-based funding, is the tip of the spear, so to speak, boosting enrollment?
It all relates to enrollment. Not every single aspect, but a good 80% of it relates to enrollment. I know we have an outbound migration here within the region. I'm hopeful that we can take a look back at our own backyard and determine how we can best keep some of those students here, students that we need to serve, hopefully those that will be educated here and stay and contribute back to the region after graduation. But just like every other institution in Kentucky, both public and private, we're going to have to look increasingly to students who may fall along the fringes of our 22-county region. And then also we're going to have to look at folks who are coming from out of state. And with that mix, hopefully we can find the right mix that will help us push this along. So going back to your original comment/question, it really is about enrollment.
Again, our guest today on the front page, new Morehead State President Dr. Jay Morgan. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll step aside for just a moment, come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's front page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Laws. Again, our guest is new Morehead State President, Dr. Morgan. As we were just talking before the break about the new performance-based funding model that is in action already now for Kentucky's public universities and colleges and how to attack that. And I think you brought up a really good point, and I know you're already starting to work on this, is to get closer with the schools within our 22-county service region and the people who run those schools. I know you talked about going out and seeing the superintendents, and I think that's a great start.
Chuck, we're going to try to do all we can. I think one of the most crucial things that we can do is have the strongest relationship with all K-12 school districts within our service region and even outside the region. You know, even though East Kentucky has what could be termed an outbound migration, that doesn't mean that our students have to be outbound migrated to other institutions. We certainly want to keep them here. We're going to do everything in our power to do so. I'm going to look and talk with some of our folks here on campus about beefing up our dual credit that we offer to each of the districts here and in the region and around, but also working to really educate the region that there is value at Morehead State University, and that value is in our excellent academic programs. We have top-flight faculty, very dedicated staff, and at least in my interaction with the students here over the past intermittently among the past couple of months, wonderful students here. So very much looking forward to be at Morehead, and the family is real excited as well.
Does this funding model perhaps create a fiercer competition for students when you go out to recruit and you're recruiting against people, and it's almost like you read about some of these five-star athletes, yeah, and everybody's after them, and they're offering them this, and they're offering them that, and they've got to choose. Does it become sort of like that in some ways?
There is a little bit more pressure. You are correct. In looking at this, and I mentioned before we had the short break, that it really is about recruitment. And that will be called front and center for us and will have to be over the next couple of years and even continuing after that. The recruitment for scholarship dollars becomes fiercer. The recruitment for students within Kentucky, the recruitment for students who come from an underrepresented background or students who are maybe Pell eligible becomes very, very fierce. And institutions all across our Commonwealth are starting to recraft and regraft how they position those scholarship dollars, how they reposition some of their marketing, how they reposition some of their recruiting aspects, and we're going to have to do the same. And I think Dr. Andrews has been looking at that over the past couple of years, and it really is a new ball game. It's not a new chapter. It's a new ball game. And I liken it a little bit in higher education with the new performance funding formula to a touch maybe like CARA was as it recrafted some of the funding back with a SEEK formula back in the early 90s. So we really are going through that shift in Kentucky with respect to higher ed.
You haven't been a university president before, and that's the case with a lot of people who take on this role. But at the same time, do you feel well prepared to jump into this job?
I do feel prepared, or as prepared as I think I could be. I spent 18 years at a very sisterly-like institution down in West Kentucky, Murray State University, all the way from assistant professor, and when I departed a couple of years ago, departed as provost and vice president for academic affairs. And one of the things that I like about that skill set that I have, or at least I hope is useful here at Morehead State, is the role of provost on an institution. It will be very crucial because a performance funding formula is about 70% related to academic and student success. So 70% of our state funding lies in that category. So in addition to using some business acumen, I think that background will play well. Probably over the last couple of years in my time at Frankfurt, I feel like I've learned the inside of the process. I understand the inside of the process. Even though the players change quite frequently in Frankfurt, I still have that understanding on how to work with the leadership there. So I'm hopeful we can put those two buckets together and make a good package here at Moorhead.
Well, you mentioned student success, and that sparked something in my mind. You come in, and one of the first things you have to do is look at replacing Jason Bentley, who's the current vice president for student success, who's been here a year and done a good job, but you've got to fill that role.
We do. That was certainly not something I had on my list of things to do the first couple of days of making it into the office. I had been talking to Jason for the past month or two during the transition, was very much looking forward to working with him. I think he was a bright young man, very energetic, brought a good skill set to Moorhead State. But I understand the reasons, for family reasons, that he wants to migrate back to Michigan. I told him we'd leave the door open if he had a change of heart at the last minute, but I do understand his reasoning for wanting to get a little bit closer to family. With that being said, we've got some good folks in that area, and I'm starting to think about maybe who we might slot there as an interim. I think we'll probably move someone as an interim vice president for that particular division for a while and really take some time to think through where we need to be going forward.
Well, I hadn't planned to ask about it at this point, but you talked about the family atmosphere. You're about ready to make an addition to your own family
as you start this job. Well, as I commonly joke, we didn't time this very well with a job change and a relocation, even though it's about an hour or so away from where we were living, but also a new addition as a third child to the family. My wife and I are expecting our third child. Will be a little baby boy. And we anticipate, if modern medicine is correct, that he may arrive sometime in mid to late July. So we're very much looking forward to that. We do have a 12-year-old daughter who we're getting set up to go out to the middle school here. In my days, we called it junior high. I think they call it middle school now.
Same here.
Probably in your days, Chuck, you called it junior high. So we'll be attending Rowan County Middle School, and she's a wonderful young lady, and hopefully we'll get involved with some of the sports and activities they have there. And then we've also got a younger daughter that hasn't started school yet that wakes us up very early in the morning. So we do take quite a bit of coffee in the morning to get going with two approaching three kids.
Do you have to pace yourself a little bit at the start of this job because you've been waiting to get started and you've had ideas for how you want to get started and probably felt a little bit like a dragster at the line waiting for that green light?
There is a touch of me, the racehorse in me that wants to really get out of the gate going quickly. People have thrown little tidbits of advice to me and said it's a marathon and not a sprint. I think we're going to have to find a happy medium between the two. I do have a list of things that I have kind of observed over the years about Moorhead that I think could be beneficial that I'd like to interject. I think we're going to take some time, Chuck, to really look at not a long and protracted strategic planning process, but a strategic planning process that brings the campus and community together, hopefully. And that will really drive some of the things. I think it's always the president's charge and the leadership charge to put some things out there to work towards. I really look forward to working with some of the constituencies on campus to really craft what that might look like. But I do have a laundry list. And
yeah,
it will take some time to work through that, whether it's folks in development or meeting and greeting faculty and staff and students. But I like to move quickly because I don't think we have a lot of time to sit still.
Have you already hired a body double to be places where you can't be?
Well, I'd love to have two or three to help, but we're going to run pretty thin on the administrative side and keep our administrative costs very, very low. I don't intend to have any type of chief of staff. We're going to stick with our four vice president model, the kind of a traditional model. So I'll try to be three or four places at once over the next year or so.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time on the front page, and obviously anything that we can do to help you with the success here at Moorhead State, we're happy to do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to meeting as many people as we can. My wife will be probably temporarily out of commission, but I know she looks forward to getting around as well.
Again, that's new Moorhead State President, Dr. Jay Morgan, here on the front page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. We'll see you next time.